Oakland men's basketball team's magical run in the NCAA tournament ended on Saturday night. They took NC State into overtime but fell 79-73. But they have been and will remain this year's darlings of the tournament. Someone who got a lot of screen time Saturday night is Oakland's president, Ora Hirsch-Peskovits. Again, Oakland University president. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. I'm so happy to be with you.
The Horizon League commissioner said that Oakland had a two-hour commercial on CBS in primetime for that first game when the team took down Kentucky. You can't make that up.
No, it was incredible. It was just so wonderful in every way.
President, what does this mean for the university, the exposure and the fact that they did so well in that first game? What does it mean for the university?
It's just outstanding. You know, we had attention from around the country in every regard. You know, I have to tell you, in Pittsburgh, it just seemed like everybody but our opponents was rooting for us. And I felt that way around the entire country. My email and phone was just blowing up. And it still is this morning, I have to tell you, all weekend long, from people I hadn't heard from for 20 years. So, yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, first of all, can I say, Madam President, you have some mad pom-pom skills, okay? I don't know where you got them, but that was...
You were up more than the cheerleader.
Right, exactly. It was just so much fun to watch your joy, and we know that there were some retired professors there that were made honorary teammates, and it was just... The vibe was so great. How do you leverage this going forward? And to Jamie's point, I don't know what you couldn't buy 2 hours of better pub, and it ended up being 4 hours because they acquitted themselves well against NC State. But how do you leverage that going forward?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, there were so many amazing experiences, but one of them was that during our watch party against NC State, there were people there that I didn't recognize. So, for example, there were a couple of young high school students. And I asked them where they were from, and they said, oh, we're from Pittsburgh, but we're applying to Oakland next year.
Oh,
there you go. There
perfect.
You go.
I said, well, had you ever heard of Oakland before, you know, this match? And they said, no, but we're applying there now. So, you know, I think that that's an example of just the kind of coverage that we got. And, you know, who knows, but I hope it will be sustained. So, yeah, it's really just incredible. So I do think that people who used to think that Oakland was first in California and then in New York now know that Oakland is right here in Michigan.
Greg Campy said in one of his press conferences that the website crashed after the win over Kentucky and that Oakland sold $8,000 in school swag to folks with Louisville area credit cards.
Yeah, you know, when I walked into the stadium, I noticed that there was swag for every place but Oakland. And so I went up to the vendor and I said, where's our swag? They said, oh, we sold out.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. And I looked around and all these people, except for our opponents, were wearing Oakland swag. And the same was true in the hotel. I mean, you know, everybody was rooting for us. It was just unbelievable.
President Peskovich, Greg Campy, you got to be happy for him. 40 years, you just got to be very proud of what he's done.
He is a superstar. You know, we have the most amazing coach. He's dedicated. He's passionate. He loves our students. He's so talented. He really is remarkable. And, you know, he's a great example of what a coach needs to be. He loves our students. He's committed to their education. And I think people really need to understand that. You know, he's an amazing basketball coach, but he's a coach of students for their careers and for their lives. He teaches them about life. And so, you know, I think that's something that people probably don't realize. He loves them not just as students, not just as athletes, but really as young men. And he has really brought them into the world as people. And I just can't imagine there being a better coach than Coach Campy.
Did you know of Jack Golke before he hit 16 three-pointers over two games?
You bet, because I attend every game.
Of course.
So I wasn't. This wasn't the only game I've attended. I've been to every single basketball game and have been watching all of our players. And, of course, you know, Jack's three-pointers are, you know, just legendary. But we have an amazing team. And actually, that is one of the things that one has to credit Coach Campy for. He's turned the team into a team. And they love each other as people, but they perform as a team. And, you know, those three-pointers are amazing. And everybody was saying, go Golke. But, you know, if you looked at the way the team played, we have incredible performers across the entire team, and they made it possible for Jack to get those three-pointers. And, you know, he's such a modest young man. He talked himself about how the team made it possible for him to perform that well. And so he's not the only one on the team that performed extraordinarily well. All of them did.
And I
credit the coach for that.
Well, and we should point out that this is a new environment that everybody's in with NIL, and there has been an attempt to make sure that these young men are rewarded through the Horizon League with some NIL money going forward, or some NIL exposure.
Well, yeah. Golke and Trey Townsend got a deal in between the two games.
They did. You know, you may or may not know, I'm the chair of the Horizon League board, and I serve on the Division I NCAA board. You know, and these things, both the NIL deals as well as the portal, continue to remain somewhat controversial, you know, across both the Horizon League and NCAA. But we do think that it's certainly reasonable, and certainly at the level that our players are playing, I think that this is a proper thing for our student athletes. You know, the multi-million dollar ones, one could debate, but where our players are performing, I think it's a wonderful thing.
Are there plans to celebrate this team, this magical run, in any way?
Yes, we're working on it right now. We've been talking about it all weekend, what we should be doing, and we're certainly planning something.
Well, I think they deserve it. They sort of captured the attention of the country. And when One Shining Moment comes out, look for Oakland to be present, I think, in a big way.
Absolutely. And we're delighted that the community, the city, the state, finally, and the country finally recognized us. And I think what it also points out is that, you know, you can't underestimate people. You shouldn't underestimate student athletes. You shouldn't underestimate students. You shouldn't underestimate universities. And I think what it probably points out is that there is potential and opportunity in everyone. And we need to really point out the best in people. And that's really one of the things that I think that this enormous performance really allows us to recognize.
100%. Congratulations to your university, to the team, to Greg Campy, to everyone. Ora Hirsch-Peskovitz, Oakland University president, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Coming up on JR Morning, that $464 million bond that former President Trump owes, well, that deadline is today. We're going to talk about what's next for him next at 6:49.